The Ministry of Trade and Industry says it cannot suspend the ECOWAS external tariff introduced by the sub-regional body to ensure uniformity in the tax regime among its members. In an interview with Radio Ghana to react to calls by Guta for the ministry to suspend the introduction of the tariff, Deputy PRO of the Ministry, Nasir Ahmed Yati, said the introduction of the tax was done collectively, so Ghana cannot unilaterally suspend it. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwateng.
The ETLS is the ECOWAS protocol that ECOWAS is trying to bring some uniformity in the taxes that ECOWAS countries charge on imported goods. So Ghana cannot unilaterally stay away from implementing these tariffs, because I think before it was introduced, we went through a whole lot of stakeholders' consultation, and before we've gotten to this stage. So as a nation, we cannot unilaterally say that we are not going to implement it. So outright suspension of it is not something that we can do as a nation at the moment.
But what Guta is saying is that looking at the current tax regime across board, it has put a lot of difficulties on businesses. Businesses are folding up and so on and so forth. That is why they are calling for the suspension of the ECOWAS external tariff. They are not rejecting the tariff per se, but they think that it is not right at this time for the introduction of the tax.
If it's something that is internal tariff, then maybe they can approach the government to do something about it. Some of these tariffs were introduced so that it will serve as a disincentive for the worst dumping products in ECOWAS, so that it can give room for the manufacturers within ECOWAS to beef up their production and be able to produce. So where products that ECOWAS said that countries within ECOWAS have the capacity to produce, the tariffs on such products were increased to serve as a disincentive for people to import into the ECOWAS region.
What message do you have for Guta?
I would want to say that the best thing is to engage. So if there are domestic taxes that they think that is biting them, then they can approach the relevant state institution and have a dialogue and see what can be done with it.